With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Budapest as the two countries sign a civilian nuclear cooperation deal.
Round of applause as the deal is signed in Hungary's capital, Budapest. Rubio has headed to Hungary from Slovakia following the Munich Security Conference in Germany before that. The trip puts him in friendly territory with the leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Speaking after the signing in Budapest, Rubio said,
"The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being."
President Trump has endorsed Hungarian Premier Orban ahead of elections in 2 months. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, there are fears the partial government shutdown could soon make life difficult for airline passengers.
While mass flight cancellations like those during last year's shutdown are considered less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, TSA officers must stay on the job without pay. Travel experts warn of long security lines if the shutdown drags on and more officers take unscheduled leave. Airline industry groups fear major disruptions as the busy spring break travel season approaches. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Shoppers are on the hunt for traditional flowers for the Lunar New Year in Hong Kong.
Flowers and bushes are treasured for their associations with fortune, serving as a signal for change from the past to the future. Shop worker Ricky Poon says that due to unseasonably warm weather, orchids, which can last up to 2 months, were selling better than other flowers like lilies that can only last 2 to 3 days in the heat. The Lunar New Year of the Horse starts Tuesday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers are taking action to restrict abortion pills.
The state has a lot of pro-life laws, many of which can be gotten around by women who order abortion drugs from out of state and have them shipped in. Now the West Virginia legislature is working on a bill that would criminalize any actions to import or distribute abortifacients within state borders. Other pro-life states have these laws, but have found them hard to enforce if pro-abortion states refuse to cooperate. The courts are expected to make the final decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some churches in Milan are trying to capitalize on the buzz around the 2026 Winter Olympics to teach kids that sports values matter in everyday life. This week, dozens of children received snowflake-shaped medals at the Church of San Antonio after absorbing lessons about fairness, sportsmanship, friendship, and respect. Italian pro basketball player Giordano Bortolani is one of several athletes who've come to the church to speak to the children. This is SRN News. A last-lap crash led to a marquee owner's first victory at NASCAR's biggest race.
Tyler Reddick won the Daytona 500 in a car owned by Michael Jordan when Chase Elliott crashed as he and Reddick were battling for the win. Reddick, driving a Toyota for 2311 Racing, led only one lap, the one to the checkered flag for the team owned by the NBA Hall of Famer and three-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin. Jordan was the face of the December federal antitrust lawsuit that NASCAR settled on the ninth day of trial. The settlement changed the revenue sharing model in the United States' top motorsport series. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A strong storm system brought tornado watches and widespread damage across the southeast just as the northeast starts to warm up on Sunday. The National Weather Service reported some of the worst damage near Lake Charles, Louisiana. More details on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.